Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Ordinary People, where we're talking about how God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. This past week, went all the way back to Exodus and looked at how God was doing something extraordinary. He had brought the people out of Egypt. The Israelites were now no longer under the threat of Pharaoh or his armies, and they were getting ready to worship God, and God commanded Moses to have the Israelites build a tabernacle. That's a place where, God was going to meet man. And here's what we read, an interesting passage from Exodus 35, starting in verse 30. It says this: Moses then said to the Israelites, "Look, the Lord has appointed by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with God's spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and ability in every kind of craft, to design artistic works of gold, silver, bronze, to cut gemstones for mounting, to carve wood for work and every kind of artistic craft. He has also given both him and Aholiab, son of Ishmach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. And he has filled him with skill to do all the work of a gem cutter, a designer, an embroiderer in blue, purple and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and a weaver. They can do every kind of craft and design artistic designs." I bring it up because God was doing something really amazing. You see, we can't just go to God. God is holy and perfect, and we are not. And because we are full of sin, we cannot come to God. Our bodies just wouldn't tolerate God. And the same time, God won't tolerate our sin. So he made a series of laws and rituals that the people of Israel had to go through and do in order for God to meet with them. And that culminated in his temple. In this case, God was teaching them to build a portable temple that was a picture of something that's actually in heaven. And inside the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant would stand, that's where God would meet with man. But who's going to build it? You see, it was these two guys became part of the lead of how they were actually going to build it. Two skilled workers, two craftsmen, two laborers, Bezalel and Aholiab. And it says that God filled them with his spirit. The first guy in all the scripture that said was filled with the spirit of God was Bezalel, a worker. Isn't that interesting? He was skilled. He had intelligence and knowledge and craftsmanship all given and filled by God. He was inspired to teach others, he and Aholiab, all inspired by God. I bring it up because something extraordinary happened. They did build their tabernacle, and it was a beautiful work of art, and it became a template for what the temple would finally look like later on under King Solomon. But it was regular people, ordinary people who actually built it. That's kind of the lesson here. And I think it's easy for us to sometimes think that, God uses extraordinary people. He uses people like pastors and missionaries and professors. That's what he uses. And I can tell you, just as a pastor, I feel very ordinary. But a lot of times people put people who are professional ministers up on a pedestal, and they don't think, well, I'm not like them. God's not going to use my life. But the truth is, God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes all the time. People like Bezalel and Aholiab. This is how God works. And I think we have a tendency to think, well, I can't be used by God. And then we have all these reasons in our head. But the truth is, we have to stop seeing ourselves as insignificant. And because there's no one who's insignificant in the kingdom of God. Anyone who's willing to follow him, he will use. And he has put them in a position, in a place and time, with their knowledge, with their skills, with their intelligence, with their experiences, for a purpose. And isn't that the way it typically works? God uses people right where they're at to do extraordinary things, to continue to expand the kingdom of God. When I think about my life and how I came to know Christ, it was a series of very ordinary people that God placed in my life that kept putting seeds after seeds after seeds until finally the gospel took root in my soul. God, I thank you for what you do with the kingdom of God and how you use ordinary people to advance your kingdom, to do extraordinary things. God, I pray that you help us to embrace our role, to recognize the gifts and the experiences and the knowledge that you've given us by your spirit, and to use that for your purposes rather than just for ours. We ask all that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second and think about some of the ways that God has used ordinary people in your life just so that you could come to know him and offer your life to be one of the ordinary people that God wants to use to do extraordinary things. Till next time, God bless.